Hello, everybody, and welcome to Conscious Footprints in September 2023. And today, I picked a little topic just to kind of start with and talk about. And the topic is, are you fighting to save the Earth? Yay! obviously, before, I don't know how you function before you learn some access tools, but I certainly was into saving the earth. I wanted to do everything possible to save the earth from the misery of people. So everywhere that you have done that, times a gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pullvats, and beyonds. Now, to me, there's a little bit of a difference when we're talking about saving versus like assisting somebody in the moment. So, for example, if I see a mouse that is drowning in a river and it's easy for me to grab it and pull it out, that might be me assisting that mouse in that moment to change its reality. But is that really saving? To me, when we're talking about saving, there is more that goes into it. It's sort of like you make a decision that something or someone requires to be saved, and now you're making plans and trying to basically figure out how to save them from their misery. And so to me, like doing something in the moment, like, oh, I see something or someone in distress, and I just lend a hand. To me, that's not the same energy. So everything that is times a gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pullvats, and beyonds. Basically, in a way, to me, it becomes saving when you start thinking about it. If you're just jumping in there and doing something to change the outcome, to me, that's not saving. That's really just doing something in the moment to change the outcome, period. Gary talks about that when one time Dane was stepping onto the road in New Zealand and he wasn't used to the cars coming from the other side because, where he grew up, the cars would come from one side. In New Zealand, it's the other side. So naturally, he was looking one way to see if there was a car coming and didn't see the car that was right there. And Gary basically, with his energy, pushed him back and pushed the car back, also, and basically changed the outcome because Dane would have been run over. So that to me is not, he didn't save Dane. And yes, we would say, yes, he saved Dane. He saved his life. Okay, cool. That's an expression to me that we have, but to me, that's really not the same energy as, for example, now joining a group that saves the whales. So everything that is times a gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pullvats, and beyonds. So when you come to the conclusion that something requires to be saved, what energy are you being in that moment? Are you being the energy of like, oh, I know how to do it. I can do it, or even I can do it better. I know better. So everything that is times a gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pullvats, and beyonds. And what Gary and Dane have recently been talking about is the big five. And these are just five energies that currently are really up in a lot of people's world and that are changing a lot of things when we run clearings with them. And one of those five elements is based, or the one of the five big five is the fifth element. And the fifth element is all about saving mankind. So everywhere that you are functioning from the big five, trying to save mankind, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Times a gazillion. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pullvats, and beyonds. So, somebody is having an issue and you're trying to make their life better and you're trying to figure out how to make their life better and assisting them and all that. That is more the energy of saving. So, everything that is times a gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pullvats, and beyonds. And everything that you're trying to do to save mankind, will you now please destroy and uncreate the fifth element that is creating that for you? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, poor vets and beyonds. So look back in on all your lifetimes when you were trying to save something or someone. And here again, I'm not talking about those moments where you stepped in and you changed the outcome in the moment. I'm talking about those things where you contemplated it, you know, you decided this is what I'm going to do. Have a look at this right now and just ask energetically, how much did that actually work? So when you were trying to save something, how often did that come to fruition? 100%, 80%, 60%, 40%, 20%, 10%, or less than 10%. So, and please, this is your own awareness about that. I just want you to kind of recognize that energy of like, oh, when I'm trying to save something or someone, is that actually working? So everything that is times a gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pool vats, and beyonds. And so when we're looking at saving the earth, you know, my first question is, so truth, does the earth require to be saved? So everything that is times a gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pool vats, and beyonds. So, you know, when you're actually looking at, oh, the earth doesn't require saving. So what am I doing here? What energy am I being when I decide that the earth requires to be saved? Am I being an allowance? Am I being interesting point of view? Or am I being superior, which is an energy that when, you know, Gary talks about this, basically, when you're being the energy of saving, you have a point of view that you know best. And that's a bit of superiority. So everything that is times a gazillion, will you just shine on creative, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pool vats, and beyonds. So how many of you are trying to save? What are you trying to save? Let's just start with all you parents. So all you parents that are trying to save your children, will you now please revoke, recant, rescind, reclaim, renounce, announce, destroy, non-create, all that times a gazillion. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, poor vats, and beyonds. All of you that are trying to save your partner. Oh, you know, my partner, blah, blah, blah. So everywhere you're trying to save your partner, will you now please destroy and create the fifth element on that? Times a gazillion. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pool vats, and beyonds. So what are you trying to save? Oh, all the animals you're trying to save. So all the animals you're trying to save in the world, will you now please destroy and create all that? And the fifth element creating that. Times a gazillion. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pool vats, and beyonds. you know, what else are you trying to save here in this reality? Are you trying to save a system? Oh, I wish we could save this somehow, you know, have it, keep it the way that it is. Don't let it change. Everything that is times a gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pool vats, and beyonds. So all the big five that have you assume that things need saving, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Times a gazillion. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pool vats, and beyonds. And by the way, if you are new here and you're wondering what in the world is this lady talking about and what is she saying? So these funny words, right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine shorts, boys, pool vats, and beyonds, are the clearing statement of access consciousness. And this particular row of words is basically designed to ask the energy to go back to wherever the issue, wherever the limitation was created, and undo it. Now, you might say, well, how does that work? We all don't know how it works. We just know that it works. So when you're using that, you're changing the energy of something. And you don't have to believe me for this to work. You just can try it. And the weird thing is, many things can change very quickly when you're using this particular clearing statement. And if you want to know more about it, please go to theclearingstatement.com and you will find it there in many languages as well. So please know that is a go-to place for all of you. So theclearingstatement.com. And you, if you have questions about it, please ask. I'm happy to, you know, talk about it, but just know that it works. And you know, it can really change your point of view on something. It can change if there is something energetically stuck for you, and it can just make your life easier. And so that's why we're using this in Access Consciousness, and that's why I'm using it, because things do change when we use it. So again, so everything that you have decided about what needs saving, will you know, please destroy and uncreate it all. Time's a gazillion. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, poor vats, and beyonds. And everything right now in your life that you're trying to save, have a look at it. What are the things that you're trying to save at the moment in your life? And ask, is this actually required? So everything that is, time to get zillion, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, poor vats, and beyonds. So what would it look like if we no longer had to save anything? What could that look like? You know, and Gary and Dane, the founders of Access Consciousness, they talk about how when we are in allowance and when we have no point of view about something, then our life becomes infinitely easier and greater. But also the weird thing is, a lot of people assume that with that you don't care anymore, or that you become unkind, or that you just kind of always have a cold shoulder. Well, that's actually also not true. The weird thing is, for me, there are certain things now that I care way more about than I did before I got introduced to the tools of Access, but it looks different. So also, all the definitions that you have about caring, will you destroy and uncreate all that? Times a gazillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pool vats, and beyonds. Because in this reality, there's so many definitions about how you have to show up and how you have to be in order to prove something. And a lot of them are actually not even working. So everything that is, times a gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, poor vats, and beyonds. So what if you recognize that whatever you're trying to save right now might not require that energy from you? So everything that is, times a gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pool vats, and beyonds. So it's not about saying, well, then, okay, I shouldn't care about the earth. Well, then I don't care. No, but what else is actually required? What is the earth truly asking for? What would make a difference for the earth? What energy can you be? What actions can you take that would be different? Not from the energy I have to save the earth, but from the energy of like, oh, can I contribute to the earth here? Would this be a contribution to the future I would like to see on this planet? And everything that is, times a gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, poor vats, and beyonds. Cool. So I'm happy to take any questions you guys have, and we don't have to stay on this topic. I just wanted to start with something here. So this is an open call. You guys can just unmute yourselves, ask questions, whatever you choose. So does anybody have a question?
Hi, Susie. This is Lisona.
Hi,
I'm from
Lisona.
India. So on the same topic that we're talking about, I recently did the Talk to the Animals class with Priya in a few months back. And from then onwards, my awareness is a bit too much, as in, I don't know how to put that across. So when I see small puppies or, aged animals, and when they are being ill-treated or mistreated, it troubles me a bit too much. So earlier, before I didn't have the awareness, I'm like, it's the law of the world or universe, it will take care of it, or I will blame it on the Hindu karma, it's like whatsoever, whatever works. But now it's a bit too loud in my world. So I've tried to send energies, whatever I could at that point in time, but there's not ease with me. So if earlier, if I see an animal being ill-treated, I could somehow move myself away from it. But now that the energy awareness is a bit more, I think I have the savior syndrome that I must do something. I have to do something. So is there a way I can handle the situation?
Yeah, so what if you didn't have to do anything, but you could?
Okay.
What if it wasn't about every situation is the same either? So what if you could just actually in that situation ask a question? Is there something I can contribute here? Is there something I can change here? What is required? And sometimes it might literally be like just to even acknowledge the animal energetically. Hey, I see you. I know this is not the greatest situation, and I see you. And just the acknowledgement of that. And then also looking at, so, okay, is there something that you can be or do to actually change this? And maybe even on a bigger scale. Gary and Dane talk a lot about looking at basically the looking at what could contribute to something greater. And so this could be beyond just trying to save this one puppy, but really looking at, oh, what energy can I be here that would change all this for good? And one of the things that we can look at is, well, everywhere I have been that and done that in any lifetime, I will now destroy and uncreate it all. Times a gazillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pod and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pool, vats, and beyonds. Because we have been around on this planet alone and we have been and done pretty much anything. And Gary Douglas always says, well, if you can judge something, you have been there and done it in some lifetime or another. So in order to really have a big judgment on animal abuse and all that, you probably have done it in some other lifetime too, just because now you know what that is, and so you can judge it. So everything that is times a gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pool, vats, and beyonds. But it's also not about going into, you were mentioning karma. It's not about going into that either of like, oh well, maybe this animal deserved it, or maybe this person deserves it, or all of that. So everything that is times a gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pod and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pool, vats, and beyonds. And sometimes, sometimes if you just ask a question, and sometimes if you can ask a question out loud, it can change somebody's reality. If especially if you're doing it from the space of no judgment, if you really have a question for somebody, but because a lot of times what people will do, like in situations like that, they will basically say to someone something out of their own righteousness, oh, this is not the right way you're doing this. This is horrible. You're bad. You're awful. You're terrible. Well, if you approach somebody with that energy, all they can do is basically defend themselves or get aggressive towards you or resist you. But they don't have a lot of choice in the matter. But if you are asking a real question that actually doesn't have an agenda, but it's really just a question, that might start to put something into their universe where they're going, oh, and you don't even have to discuss it any further. But even if you can just change that one molecule for them by asking a question, where they all of a sudden go, oh, that could also be a huge contribution, and you don't even know about it because you also are not going to stand there and wait for the result. But this might be something that changes somebody's life down the road, and you might never know about it, but it's okay. So everything that brought up times a gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pulvets, and beyonds. So
Thank
how
you.
is that? Yeah. And I know it's a tough one. I know that one very well. And especially in India, you have a lot of that going on. So you have a lot of those situations pretty much almost at every corner. So I get that that's a bit of a challenge. And let me know how you do with it, and let me know what is actually working for you, and how you're handling this in a way that makes it easy for you.
As you just mentioned, something grander or greater. So my grander or greater ask is to have a shelter, a rehabilitation and rescue shelter in every state for animals, where because what happened is during Corona time, everybody wanted to be a pet parent. So they just adopted all these exotic breeds. And after a year or two, people started going back to work and they realized that animals are hard work in their reality. Many of them, like from huskies to pugs to poodles, they're just deserting them on the roads. And those
Well,
animals are really, handled stay being stray dogs. So again, I mean, I can go on and on, but these are things when you see it earlier, it never used to affect me. And I'm thinking, okay, what can we do? What can we do? What can we do?
yeah.
So that's the question.
And think even bigger. What's beyond shelters and rescue organizations? What's beyond all of that?
Yeah, absolutely.
So everything that doesn't allow you to even look at this in an even grander scale, will you destroy and
Yes.
uncreate it, please? Times a
Yes, I think.
gazillion. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pulvets, and beyonds. And I'm not saying that your idea is a bad idea. It's
Nice.
just it could just be a stepping stone to something even greater.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You're welcome. Cool. Yeah, and there are, yeah, cool. Thank you for your question. Yeah, Marisol. Marisol, do you want to unmute yourself?
Sure. Thank you so
There you
much.
go. You're welcome.
Okay. I used to have this, well, hopefully I'm all of it, this savior syndrome. The savior syndrome. So if I step out of that and I acknowledge I enjoy taking care, can you say more? A little bit more about the difference of it. I mean, I get that one is just like going in automatic without acknowledging that they have choice. So if I just stay with the enjoying of taking care of mankind or people,
But I think
can
you
you see?
just said it. The biggest difference being just the recognition that they have choice and you're not trying to change their life. Anytime you're trying to basically show them how it's done better, then you are in that energy of superiority and I'm going to save you from yourself. But when you are just there to basically lend a hand, that's a totally different story. But if you perceive people pulling back from you, You might want to ask a question. Oh, am I being overwhelming here? Am I being too much? Am I overstepping? Am I, you know, you can ask a few questions. If people are really happy when you are gifting them, basically your presence, gifting them with your caring, then it's probably just fine. So you have to really look at the energy also that you're creating. Are people really happy to have you around and receive from you? Or are people trying to avoid you sometimes, you know? So everything that brings up times a gazillion, we just turn on creative, please.
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pull vats and beyonds. Because I mean, we all have an example of this in our lives with our parents. You know, most of us have parents, and had a life where, you know, one parent or another might have been really trying to micromanage us or be really overwhelming with their caring. Oh, I just care for you. No, you're trying to control my entire life. You know, so we all know that. And we know how much we are resisting that, and we know how much we didn't like that. And so there we have a perfect example of what it looks like when somebody is trying to save you, versus somebody who's really just being there when you require a hand. So everything that is times a gazillion, will you just join on creative, please? Right
Yes.
and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pull vats, and beyond. And none of this is right or wrong. So it's not about we have to stop it because it's right or wrong. It's more about is it creating the life that you would like also? You know, is your caring for other people creating the life you enjoy? Everything that is times a gazillion, will you just join on creative, please? Right
Yes.
and good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pull vats and beyonds. And also, all of you that have made a life of caring and saving others, basically your definition, everywhere you defining yourself through that, and all the big five creating that for you, will you just join on creative, please? Times a gazillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pull vats and beyonds.
Okay, now thank you for all of this. And from this new point, how or what's required for me to pull clients?
Well, that's a different story. So, you know, to me, that has nothing to do with each other. Have you decided you needed to save your clients?
Probably before, yes.
Okay, so everything that is times a gazillion, will you just join on creative, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pull vats and beyonds. What if you were just the invitation to a different possibility? You know, being an energy of knowing there's more possible and people that are looking for more, and they will gravitate towards that energy. You're not going to, if you're trying to save your clients, you're probably going to have this issue that they are going to call you in the middle of the night and all this weird stuff. So everything that is times a gazillion, will you just join on creative, please?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pull vats and beyonds. When you're just being an energy, where you are available, but you also are not trying to save them, then they can reach out to you when they require it as well.
Okay.
And, you know, and whatever also you have done right now that is working to get you clients, please use that still. You might just change the energy of it a little bit, but please don't throw all that away now, and don't, you know, have and stop having clients. Please don't, you know, like a lot of times we have some awareness and we have some information, and then we basically throw out everything that we do know about something. Please don't throw it all away. please know, oh, this is working. I can get clients this way. Go for it.
Okay.
So don't throw all that away, please. Okay. Especially if it's working. If it's not working, then have a look at it, because then it might be like, oh, what energy am I being here that is creating this? You know, so everything that is times a gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate it, please?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pool vats, and beyonds. And it's a process, you know, we all have been growing up also with this point of view that we needed to save others and that was the right thing to do. And so now here comes Axis and says, well, you might want to have a look at this. So you're like, oh, well, what do I do instead? Yeah, good question. So everything that is times a gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate it, please?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pool vats, and beyonds.
Yeah, I'm there. Yeah, taking back my energy, creating my reality, and becoming an invitation.
Yeah, cool.
For a new. Yeah.
Yeah, and still look at what has been working so far and integrate that. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
And what else can I add there?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Julio. Josephine.
Hi, Susie.
Hello.
I have a question about my pets.
Okay.
So I have two cats that I adopted, and one is male, one is female, and the male has been castrated and the female hasn't. They're both kittens. And the female one has been peeing on the sofa for 3 days in a row. And I have this waterproof mat on the sofa, so technically the smell doesn't get through, doesn't penetrate anymore. And so I don't know why she's doing that.
And okay.
Yeah.
So why is she doing it?
I think she's trying to say something.
Okay. What is she trying to say?
Something. She's not liking something that's happening.
Okay, so what is she not liking?
And this part, I think, is kind of like my judgment, but I have a little brother who likes to kind of spook them. And I would think it's my brother. But I'm not really sure.
So is that the issue, or is it something else? Truth?
I think it's something else.
Okay, so what is it?
Could it be that she doesn't like living with the other cat?
Is that true, or is it something else?
Something else.
Okay, cool. So what is it?
Or she doesn't like the bathroom situation.
What is your bathroom situation?
So we have one automatic thingy, like the one that clears cat poop automatically.
Okay.
And one that is like manual. You have to do it yourself. You have to shove the poop.
Okay.
And we have and we clean them every single day.
Okay. So is it the location? Is it actually the cat litter box? Is that the issue, or is it something else?
Now it seems like it's not. It's still
Okay.
something else.
Yeah, okay. So, does she have a place that is basically like her sanctuary where nobody can really disturb her? Does she have a place in your house that is just hers?
I don't think so. Or
Okay.
I don't think so. Not that I know of.
Okay, so just ask her right now, would it be helpful to have some kind of sanctuary?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Can you create that somewhere in your environment where you also tell your brother that when the cat is in the spot, where whatever the spot is that you're creating for her, or with her, that your brother then knows that when the cat is there, he is not allowed to touch it and you will enforce it. Are you willing to enforce that with your brother?
Oh, I want to say yes, but it's like, oh,
No.
not, no.
No. Okay. So what are you worried about with that? Like, is your brother like
Oh, yes.
what are you worried about that when you, why can't you tell your brother a rule?
Because he will think that we value the cats more than him, because after
Oh, poor little brother. Everything that is times a gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate it, please?
yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pool, vets, and beyonds. Okay, cool. So everything you have done to create that as a point of view, will you destroy and uncreate it, please?
Yes.
Times a gazillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pool, vets, and beyonds. Or is it that your brother just knows how to manipulate all of you?
Yes.
So everything that is and everything that doesn't allow you to perceive, know, be, and receive where he's coming from, will you destroy and uncreate all that, please?
Yeah.
Times a gazillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pool, vats, and beyonds. So what would happen if your brother had one rule in his world?
Nothing.
Okay, so everything that is times a gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate it, please?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pool, vats, and beyond. Now, the interesting thing is your brother, if you make one rule for him that he is not allowed to go after the cat when she is in that spot, he might try to change your point of view about that, and he might try to show you that no, that doesn't work. Are you willing to step up for your cat and just have one rule for your brother?
I have to at this point.
Okay. But so what makes it so difficult for you?
I think I've always been the kind sister, like
But
nice.
kindness doesn't mean that you let someone do whatever they want.
Yes.
So everywhere that you have misidentified kindness as basically you have to say yes to everything, will you destroy and uncreate it, please?
Yes.
Times a gazillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pool, vats, and beyonds. Kindness can be many things, but kindness is not a doormat. Kindness it doesn't mean that somebody can do whatever they want and you don't ever say no to it. That's not kindness. So everything you have misidentified and misapplied kindness as, will you destroy and uncreate it, please?
Yes.
Times a gazillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pool, vats, and beyonds. And also, everywhere you've decided that in order to make a rule, you have to be unkind, Will you destroy and uncreate all that, please? Time's a good
Yes.
zillion. Right and wrong, good and bad, pod and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pool, vets, and beyond. What if that rule was made for the kindness to your cat and the kindness to you?
Oh, yeah.
So everything that doesn't allow that, times a gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate it, please?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pool, vats, and beyonds. So I just wonder how you can maybe play with this so you don't have a sense that you are doing something wrong or something against your brother.
Yeah, I definitely judge myself.
Yeah. So, but is it actually, so what is kinder to your brother, to give him a rule or to not give him that rule?
To give him the rule.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So can you recognize that too, that actually for him having that rule is more kind to him?
Yeah.
So everything that is times a gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate it, please?
Yeah.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pool, vats, and beyonds.
Oh, okay.
And however you have to do that, so don't assume that making a rule means do you have to be mean and you have to be nasty. It's really more about, hey, we all live together and there's certain things that are courtesy to each other. And if we're willing to basically have that courtesy with each other, our life is going to be easier. So what if it was really about the courtesy towards the cat? And also if the cat was doing something mean or nasty to your brother, you would also defend your brother. So it's not just all one way. It's not that if you make a rule for the cat that now you will never defend your brother again with anything. So everything that is times a gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate it, please?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pool, vats, and beyonds.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And how do I let my cats know when they're not doing something okay, like with my brother's stuff sometimes?
Well, you can, with cats, you know, cats respond to noise really well. You know, like you can make a loud noise, like clap your hands, for example, or just try. You know, they will know. You will know what works with them. Every cat is a little bit different. You know, some cats require a little bit more energy than others, depending on the cat. But in essence, you know, just however you get your point across.
Okay. Okay. Cool. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Coolio. Maureen.
Hi.
Hi.
Something just came up while you were talking to Josephine about the cat and what have you. And since Charlie was poorly earlier this year, we've kept him in at night. Before he was poorly, he basically just came and went as he pleased, and he was okay. But I took the decision. I didn't ask him. I took the decision that he would probably be better if he stayed in at night, because I just don't know what he's up to at night. And so when we started to do that, he had about, I don't know, maybe half an hour after he knew his door was locked, because he has a cat flap, and we just locked that. So about half an hour after he knew that that was locked, he would just prowl around the house, leap up at every window that he knew he could jump out of if it was open. Basically, say, you know, you're mean, nasty, blah, blah, blah. I want to go do my own thing. I'm a cat, you know, I should be just doing my own thing. And I sort of thought at the time, oh, yeah, maybe I do feel a bit mean and nasty, but I'm not going to change my mind because I feel as the pet owner, I'm probably doing the right thing here. And but I also, maybe mistakenly, thought eventually he would stop doing that. Eventually he would say, go to his door. It's time to stay in now. I'll just give in and stay in. But no, that time span has never changed. Not for 1 minute. But then as soon as he's had that time span of complaining and running around, thinking he's badly done to, he just says, oh, it's time to go to bed. Okay, then I'll just go to bed.
Exactly.
So I wonder what I could do different, or is there anything I could do different to avoid, I mean, I have no point of view about his moaning, and I've told him that. Crack on, Charlie. I've no point of view about, you know, what you're doing here. I'm not going to change it. But he doesn't seem to be able to change any point of view about it at all.
But what is your expectation?
I think it's probably, because he's not a stupid cat, but I think it's probably that, oh, I've gone to the door, it's locked. Okay, time to stay in, basically.
Well, but no harm, no foul, checking all the windows.
Well, no. It's not just the checking of the windows. It's the, I mean, he's very vocal. He's a very vocal cat.
Yeah, of course. He's going to complain every day, just to let you know. You might change your mind.
And is that all it is? That okay, I'm just going to go through my routine and one day she'll just change her mind and
maybe
open my door again.
Maybe he's like a very hopeful cat and he's just like, I'm just going to keep trying, you know. Maybe one day I will win. Maybe he's just okay. Even more stubborn than you are.
Okay.
But so what if it was just, so is it a game?
No, I get a no.
Okay, so what is it? What is it? It's not that he's too stupid to recognize it, but so what is he doing with that?
I think it's the control thing.
Okay. So are you, how easy are you letting go of control?
You mean about that situation?
In general.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a lifelong question, Susie. Where shall I begin?
But so is he kind of, is he showing you something with that? Is he showing you something about control?
Oh, no, I've just got it. He's showing me more about tenaciousness.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay, at first you don't get it. Just keep doing it.
Yeah.
If that's what you really want.
Exactly. Okay. And so what if you actually started to recognize that and go, oh wow, okay, where am I not being tenacious? Where could I be more tenacious? Or where am I too tenacious?
Yep. Because the one thing that's really evident when he's doing this is that he has no point of view. He doesn't care whether he pisses anybody off. He doesn't. I sometimes don't even think whether he has a point of view about winning it or not winning it.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yep. He just keeps doing it.
Yeah.
So everything that is times a gazillion, we just try and uncreative, please.
Yeah.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pull, vats, and beyonds. I think this is where we have to be willing to actually also recognize that our animals are not, well, and you said it, Maureen, he's not stupid. So But it's also not always about, well, here's a new routine. Why don't you already fall into place with that? But there is an underlying energy here, and he just keeps showing you something because he can. And it's not about, oh, I'm really in the most unhappy cat, and you know, you don't let me out anymore at night, and so now I'm just a miserable cat. No, he just, whatever that energy is with which he is approaching all that, what is it? Where are you trying to control something that maybe is not controllable?
Which is his point of view and his behavior pattern there. Yeah.
But also in your own life with other things, you know, where are you being him in that situation too? Like, maybe have a look at that, you know, where do you keep harping on every day about something that's not changing? But maybe if I'm just going to complain again, it might change.
Wedgie.
Well, let me
wedgie,
complain
Susie.
Again.
Yeah, wedgie. Yeah.
You know, so both sides of this, have a look at it for yourself and just, you know, and the fun thing is that you can enjoy all that, you know, and it's not a big drama. So it's like, it's actually something you can approach with playfulness, because neither one of you really has a problem with all of this. It's just noticeable and it's interesting. So play with the different energies and see if something does change when you have a different point of view about something, or, you know, whatever it might be. And you might be like, oh, wow, now it actually stopped, or whoa, it got worse, whatever, you know, just to kind of play with those different energies, because it's really not about, it's not even about the door being locked in at night.
It's interesting that you say that, because he's the first cat I've had as a kitten, and he's so different from the other two rescue cats I've had. And he's shown me so many other things about just asking, you know, move your chair. I want to cuddle now. You know, I have no point of view about it, and just do what I want you to do now, you know.
Exactly. Ask.
And okay, I'm willing to be vulnerable when you tip me upside down and tickle my throat. You could kill me. You could, you know, throttle me. Yeah, he's shown me so much like that. Yeah, so I hadn't really thought about looking at it like that. So yeah, that's interesting. Thank you.
Thank Charlie.
Yeah, thank Charlie. Yeah.
Well,
yeah, cool. He can't wait for me to come on the Talk to the Animals class, because he thinks my communication level is rubbish.
I don't think he thinks that, but whatever it takes to get you to class, I'm happy for you to have you there.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Thank you, Susie.
You're welcome. Yeah, and for all of you that are here and you want to dive in a bit more, there is a Talk to the Animals class with Access Consciousness, and there are facilitators around the world that are facilitating that. It's both online or live. And I am personally offering one in October, so online. So if you're interested in that and you want to jump on, they're really fun classes. The online ones are really cool because we can involve your animals in the process. And I have so many stories of animals that just show up in front of the camera and basically are like, it's my turn, it's my turn. And if we don't, you know, address them, they just walk away and they don't show up for 2 days. It's very funny. So they really get involved in the class, and they really let us know when it's their time to talk to them. And it's been really a pleasure to play with these tools and play with these animals online. So if that's of interest, please check it out. So there's, you know, Talk to the Animals as a specialty of Access Consciousness. Cool.
Perhaps,
well,
there should be a, perhaps there should be a Talk to My Human class.
Okay. True that. And Jen just put the link in there. Thank you, Jen. And you know, if you guys would like to have translation for that class, please let us know ahead of time and then we can arrange for something. So coolio. Well, thanks everybody for your questions and for your presence. And yes.
Is there a repeat prize for the Talk to the Animals class as
yes,
well?
Yes, there is. There is,
there is?
Correct. Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. 25% off if you do it within a year, I think it is, or something like that. Close to that. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, everyone. Well, thank you so much. And thank you for my lovely, lovely translators. Thank you for being here. Thank you for translating. And we'll see you whenever, wherever, we'll see you again. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Susie. Bye.
Bye.
You're welcome.